Let's head to the Farm Talk Live line this morning. National Milk Producers Federation, Alan Bierg is back with us again today. Hey, Alan, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
You know, we have Max Armstrong on the air as well, and he told us just a few days ago, and this is amazing to me, but it's true, is that, you know, we think the farmers here in this country have it hard, but in Ukraine, the farmers in Ukraine are still farming, even though that country's at war.
That I've been talking a lot with an organization. It's Blizer Foundation, and they're based out of Chicago. They're part of what's a company. It's Sigma Blizer, and they manage about 4.5 million acres of land in Ukraine. And they are sending body armor to farmers because there's just threats, you know. Especially if you're along a road, and if you're in the east, you know, there's challenges, but. At the same time, you know, Ukraine is not a small country, and while you hate to make these calculations, you know, if you're living in the western part of the country and you're in the country, you're probably not going to be the one who gets hit by the missile, and there are ports there, and these guys still have to make a living, you know. One of the issues you're seeing in dairy, of course, that's an area of our specific interest, is that it's not just about making sure that the farmers can farm, it's also making sure that the animals can be fed. You know, livestock feed is a really big issue right now, just being able to make sure that they have adequate feed supplies, and let's not even start getting into fuel and energy costs. You know, the National Milk Producers Federation has been looking at being an aggregator of donations and working with its cooperatives to get things over to Ukraine. There's an organization we're working with called Convoy of Hope. You can go to convoyofhope.org. They will accept supplies and humanitarian donations as small as 3 pallets. If there's anything you can get over to help a Ukrainian farmer, you know, that is something that is very helpful. And not just for Ukraine, but for the world, Scott. I'm taking a look at FAO food price indexes, and world food prices are up 50% since mid-2020. In the United States, you don't see food inflation go up quite so quickly because the supply chains are so complex and there's so many places where you can sort of moderate the force. But if you're looking at developing countries, you know, where you're relying a lot more on raw materials and what you get for the price at the port very much affects the price of what's on the street, you're going to see some incredible food price spikes. And a lot of hunger these days is not caused by lack of availability of food. It's about lack of affordability of food. And as food becomes less affordable because of this lost Ukrainian harvest that we're all looking at, you know, there's going to be some real issues with hunger in the months to come. Farmers are feeding the world, and American farmers do a better job of feeding the world than anyone else, but they're not the only ones that are doing it, and Ukraine is very prominent among those global farmers that are feeding the world, and right now they're just struggling to get in a crop and get it safe, and I think in agriculture it is important for all of us to do what we can, both on our own farms to produce and make up some of this shortfall, but also help some of these farmers that are working under unbearable pressures be able to survive and live to another harvest themselves.
Yeah, that's part of the issue, Alan. You kind of touched on it in terms of, okay, even if the Ukrainian farmers get this crop in and get it out, the issue is how are they going to export it? How are they going to get it out of their country if the war continues?
When you take a look at the access that Russia is trying to get to the east, it's all about the ports. You know, they want access for Russia. They're going to cut out Ukrainians. If the port access is gone because the Russian military is occupying it, now you have to somehow get it to the West. That adds to your transportation costs. That makes you less competitive. That makes your crop vulnerable to all sorts of other things. And yet that is what this current Russian military objective is going to do to Ukrainian agriculture. It's going to force it all to the West, which is an incredible pressure when you take a look at some of that region. Russia knows a lot about resources. They know it's there, and agricultural gains are a big subtext of this war, and we are starting to learn just how important some places that you might not have thought about so much 2 months ago turn out to be pretty darn vital.
Yeah, you know, it is. We take that for granted. I laughed, even though we were watching war, I laughed when I saw some of the video of some of these farmers with their tractors. They had captured, you know, Russian tanks, and they're pulling the tank behind them back home to their shed.
Oh, yeah, these are some resilient folks. And farmers are pretty good about taking old equipment and stripping it down for parts. And if you're going to keep the Ukrainian military going, you got to capture these tanks. You got to get the spares to the depot so that they can keep things supplied and running. A tank is a pretty complex piece of machinery. And yet these Ukrainian farmers end up being a huge part of the war effort because, yeah, I mean, they're the ones who are acquiring this stuff. You know, I saw something on the internet the other day about, you know, Ukrainian farmer holds a yard sale, and it's a great big row of captured Russian armored vehicles and tanks. It's fascinating to watch this, but let's remember, this is not a TV show. This is real human suffering, and this needs to end, and it needs to end on terms that are just for the Ukrainian people. And NATO and the United States need to do what they can in terms of the pressure they can exert to make sure that this is a fair, just conclusion for freedom.
All right, there we go. Alan, great information as always. Thank you very much. Great to talk to you. Talk to you in a couple weeks, okay?
Yep.
Alan Birga, National Milk Producers Federation. That is Farm Talk.